Well, hi everybody, this is Lars Wallin from Sweden, Uddevalla, singer in Straw Dogs, and also a friend with a white cockatoo. I'm listening to Melting Pot with Annie. Annie from Australia, that's right. And I must say, I really enjoy your that Melting Pot, because I found really good music there. So that's great. Yeah, I love to listen to it.
Spécialiste en blogologie depuis... Bon, depuis de nombreuses années. Europe 2 présente Loïc le blogueur. Avec un B, hein, comme blog.
Les podcasts, tout le monde en parle, mais on sait pas forcément très très bien ce que c'est, ni les podcasteurs et les podcasteuses, je sais pas si c'est comme ça qu'on dit. Je suis avec Annie qui est à Marseille. Salut Annie.
Oui, bonjour Loïc.
Et alors Annie, c'est une vraie podcasteuse qui podcaste sur le rock, en particulier. Le podcast et le blog s'appellent meltingpod.com. Qu'est-ce qui t'a pris de commencer un podcast comme ça?
Ben, j'aimais le rock'n'roll, j'avais envie depuis longtemps que les gens qui m'entourent, qui font du bon rock'n'roll, soient diffusés sur les ondes, et ça leur arrivait pas jusqu'à présent. Et donc, quand j'ai su que le podcast existait avec une technique qui était pas trop difficile à mettre en œuvre, je me suis dit, je me lance et je vais diffuser la musique de mes copains de Marseille. Mais très vite, bon, je suis passée à produire aussi les groupes qui passent à Marseille, mais qui viennent de l'étranger.
Produire les groupes qui passent à Marseille? Attends, t'es une vraie pro, là. Explique-moi, comment ça, produire les groupes?
Ben, c'est-à-dire ouvrir mon podcast aussi aux étrangers. C'est Marseille sans frontières.
Annie, et ça prend énormément de temps, tout ça. Tu le fais juste par passion? Tu le fais pourquoi? Tu penses gagner ta vie avec ça? Tu le fais pour faire connaître les Marseillais, les rockers marseillais, pour te faire connaître toi? C'est quoi l'objectif?
Ben, au début, c'était uniquement passer la musique que j'aime, faire connaître les gens que j'aime. Et maintenant, effectivement, comme j'y passe énormément de temps, je me dis, tant qu'à faire, ce serait bien si je pouvais être rémunérée et rester là-dedans comme une profession, quoi.
Annie, c'est extraordinaire. Je vous rappelle donc l'adresse, c'est meltingpod.com que je vais décrire. C'est meltingpod.com. Allez absolument voir Annie et félicitations continues.
Merci beaucoup, Loïc.
Radio Blog. Centre de connexion Europe 2. 21h. Minuit.
Hello, this is Shane from Melbourne, Australia, and you're listening to Annie from Marseille on Melting Pod, the best radio show in the world. Today's episode is with a legendary band from Australia called The Angels. It is a pleasure to hear The Angels on your show, Annie, and thank you for making this happen.
You're all invited. You'll get excited when you see where we've gone. High over starseas, I do what I please. No one to ask me why I come.
Good morning, guten Tag, bonjour. Welcome to Melting Pod, Sound and Colors from the Planet Marseille. Today, December 5th, I have a little flu in the voice and I will try not to speak a lot. You just heard an intro, a 2-minute long interview in French with Loïc Lemeur from Europe 2, a big radio in France, And if you want to listen to the long version, 9 minutes long with Melting Pod and Loïc, is on loiclemeur.com. I talk a lot about Marseille, and I know I don't play a lot of French rock music on Melting Pod, but I promise before Christmas to do a whole show specially about Marseille. It happened I did a lot of interviews around the world, and it was very exciting. I think you will love the interview with Billy from the Black Halos after the hurricane. But today I have the great pleasure to give you the interview I was waiting for a long time with John Brewster.
Look at my baby, she's such a lady. She don't say maybe when she sees where we're flying. High over star seas, I do what I please. No one to ask me why I fall.
John Brewster, the Angels guitarist, actual singer and songwriter of the famous song Marseille. It was a little funny to try to connect John because the Angels were in tour in the bush in Australia, and I call a lot of time Buzz, the Angels drummer, on his mobile before reaching John. This interview is a little like a chronology before a show with the Angels. I didn't know there were 3 hours difference of time in the whole Australia, and I call Buzz driving his car, doing the sun check, eating at the restaurant. Oh, Buzz, you were a real angel with me. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Buzz.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes. I listened to you very weak.
Just one minute. I have to put in a little. I have to put in a thing. I'm driving.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I'm driving at the moment. I just have to put something in a hands-free thing in. Okay. Just call me in about a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Hello.
Hello, Buzz.
How are you?
Yes, fine. And you?
Not too bad. I'm driving down to an Angels gig tonight.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we left late, so I'm sort of trying to drive a little bit faster than maybe I should to try and get to the gig on time.
Yes. But is John with you now?
No, Rick's with me. Well, we're doing a show tonight.
Yes.
So I'll mention it to John when I see him tonight, and maybe we can do it tomorrow around the same time, maybe a bit earlier, maybe an hour earlier.
Yes.
Around 6 o'clock, yeah, our time.
No, 6 o'clock. Now for me...
Yeah, 6 o'clock Sydney time, which is an hour earlier than now.
Yes, for me,
what's the time there now?
Here is 9 o'clock in the morning, but I thought it was 5 o'clock at your time. It's not five.
It's quarter past seven. It's quarter past seven at night, our time.
Ah, yeah, I thought we have only eight hour difference. Yeah, you tell me it's yet now 7 o'clock in the evening for
yes,
you.
Yes, now it's quarter past seven, 7:16.
We have 10 hours difference now. It's funny.
That's right, yes, 1 hour more. Well, we could probably do it around this time. It's just that this is probably the time when tomorrow we'll be having dinner. What time do you get up?
No, this is okay. I can call you around 6 in the evening tomorrow.
Yep. That would be fine. And I'll talk to John when I see him tonight. And we'll get ready for tomorrow at 6.
And I call on your cell phone?
Yeah, call on my cell phone, and then I'll give you a phone number where John is.
In a hotel room?
In a hotel, yeah. Yeah, we'll be in a hotel tomorrow, or we're in a hotel tonight.
Yes.
Rick and I aren't. We're driving.
I wish you the best for your concert tonight, Buzz.
Thank you, Annie.
Hello.
Hello, Buzz.
Hello, how are you?
Yes, fine.
We're in the middle of a sound check. we'll have to wait half an hour, 30 yeah. minutes.
Yes.
Yeah?
40?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Hello.
Hello, Buzz.
Hello, Annie. Now we're eating. Now John's eating before we go on stage.
Yes.
He's going to be another 15 minutes. Oh, yeah, 15 to 20 minutes before he finishes standing in France. I'm sorry.
Yes, but you are eating too.
Yep, I am.
I thought I have every time of your life at bedtime, at dinner, I must record at breakfast.
That's right.
And under the shower.
Indeed.
Bon.
Hello?
Hello, Buzz?
Hello?
Yes.
I'll have to, there's a spot here. Now, I'll put you on to John.
Yes.
We're not at the hotel. We're at the restaurant.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Can I have a quick talk on this phone?
Yes.
Okay, here he is.
Annie, bonjour.
Hello, John.
ça va?
Oui, oui, ça va.
Comment allez-vous aujourd'hui?
Oh, tu as un super accent.
That's about all I know. I used to do French. Yeah, how are you?
Yes, I call you from Marseille. I want to know what is your feeling to speak with a person from Marseille right now.
Isn't that fantastic? Fantastic. And très bon.
But when will you come here?
Oh, I'd love to come to Marseille. You know, if we can, you know, just get a little tour together and, you know, make it work. But, you know, we'd love to play in Marseille. It'd be great. You know, last time we played in France was 1980.
Yes. And you was in Nice, in south of France, and you didn't come until Marseille. I can't believe
no,
that.
No, we played in Nice.
Yes. And you have not the heartbroken to think you was so near from Marseille and you didn't come?
No, because you know what happens when the band goes on the road, you know, it's always like, you know, you play one town and then the next day you've got to be somewhere and there's no time to stop. It's always the trouble, you know.
But can you tell me the story of the lyrics when you wrote this song in Sydney?
Yeah, well, it was really good. I just sort of wrote it because, firstly, when I was at school, à l'école,
oui.
J'étudie le français avec our teacher was he loved France. So in the holidays, he used to go to France.
Yes,
and he would take photographs and then. Not he wouldn't just teach us the language. He used to, you know, embellish it with telling us stories about France and showing us photographs on slides and photographs of Marseille, etc. And many years later, when we were writing songs for the Face to Face album, I was actually driving down by the docks. I had a Renault, a little purple Renault. A Renault 12.
Yes.
And I was driving my Renault, and I was down by the docks, and there were ships down there, and the band was really struggling, and we were really broke, and we'd never, you know, like we hadn't had any success at that point. And I just sort of had a little thought, you know, oh God, I'm sick of this. Let's just take me away to Marseille.
And
so just just a little fantasy, you know.
But you saw at that period you can come to Marseille with the ship? Really?
Yeah, I never did, but I was just, you know, just thinking, oh, you know, get me out of here, take me away to Marseille, you know. It's just a simple thought, you know.
Yes, but every time you sing this song now in concert with the Angels, did you think to Marseille really that you can come next year?
Well, we'd love to come, Annie. You know, that'd be fantastic, and I'd love to play over there. You know, we toured France, and France was very good to us. You know, we had a great time over there. You know, we're very happy to come back there.
Yes, but I want to tell you the best moment to sing and to play in Marseille is in July, because there is a lot of festival and maybe you can have a lot of audience.
Oh, July is good, is it?
Yes, the best moment.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll discuss it with the rest of the band and with Daryl Baird, and we'll see if we can do something. I mean, you know, I'd fly over to France just for a couple of days, you know, or a few gigs, you know, that'd be great if we could.
Yes, we must organize that. But when we didn't organize, nobody do that. We must do that together.
Yeah, sounds great, Annie.
Yes.
Let's do it. Okay. Well, we probably. I better not talk to you for very long because we're going to be playing on stage in a minute.
Yes.
So, but it's lovely to talk to you.
Yes. And for me too. And I hope to sing Marseille for me tonight.
We'll sing. I'll sing Marseille for Annie.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I will. I'll tell the audience that I'm just talking to this girl in Marseille called Annie, and we're going to dedicate the song to her tonight.
Yes. Thank you, John.
Okay. Yeah.
Say hello to your brother, Rick.
My brother, Rick, mon frère.
Oui, ton frère. Because yesterday I didn't understand he was beside Buzz in the car. I didn't understand that in English.
Oh, right,
yes.
Okay.
And I apologize because I would love to speak with him too and say hello to your brother.
Well, we'll have to do that another time. That'd be good, yeah. Yeah. Well, what's the appropriate thing to say? It'd be au revoir, I suppose. Although, no, au revoir means I'll see you again, doesn't it? So I haven't met you before, but I look forward to meeting you and coming and playing in Marseille. It would be great. I'd love to.
Yes. Thank you, John. I'm very happy.
Merci bien. Is that right? Merci bien or merci beaucoup?
Merci beaucoup. You can tell me on a very short that you are John Brewster from The Angel and you are listening to Melting Pod with Annie from Marseille. It's from our radio.
What, I'm sorry? You want me to say something? Are you recording me?
Yes, and I want to you tell me that from our radio.
Bonjour, c'est John Brewster from The Angel in Sydney. And you're listening to Annie on her radio station. What's the radio station?
Melting Pod.
So, say again?
Melting Pod, like Melting Pot.
Sorry?
Melting, like Melting?
Melting Pod.
Melting Pod.
Hi, this is John Brewster from The Angels, and you're listening to Annie on the Melting Pot. No, I'll say it again.
Annie from Marseille.
Sorry?
Annie from Marseille, you must not forget Marseille.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Bonjour. Mon nom est Jean Brewster. And you're listening to my song Marseille with Annie on the Melting Pod.
Thank you. day. I'd be thinking about the south of France, vis-a-vis a vous. Pack my suitcase, taking a chance. Got nothing to lose. Give me the sound of the rolling dice. Give me a whiskey, don't think twice. Deal me the card that takes my blues away. Take me away to my safe.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks again.
Sono Giancarlo, sto ascoltando Melting Pot con Annie a Marsiglia. Zeu Giancarlo Zedda, si ascoltendi Melting Pot con Annie in Marsiglia.
Mani sauc Vineta, es esmu no Latvijas un es klausos Melting Pot ar Annie no Marsiļas.
The first song you heard in this show was called Dream Builder from the Angels' first album called The Angels, recorded in 77. And the last version of Marseille was recorded live in 2004 at the Basement in Sydney by the Angels band. The music in the background is played by the Aborigine from Australia during their ceremonies. I hope the Angels will come to Marseille next year, but I really hope to go to Australia next year too. You can write comment on my website www.meltingpod.com. You can send me money if you want to support my travel to listen to the Aborigine saying, I'm listening to Melting Pod. Bye, tschüss, au revoir.